AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 44 people are now known dead in the massive East Coast snowstorm. A Pennsylvania man died in his car, apparently, after it was buried by a passing snowplow. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says this is going to take time.
I want to ask people for patience during the cleanup and remind them this is the fourth greatest snowfall in city history. As a matter of fact, in one night we received more, 18 some inches. It was the largest single snowfall in a 24-hour period.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is among three senators blocking President Obama's nominee to head the FDA. He says Dr. Robert Califf's ties to the pharmaceutical industry are too strong. AP correspondent Mark Smith says another Democrat is among the three senators.
It's pretty common for Republicans to block the president's nominees, but Democrats are another thing. Now, Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey says he wants the FDA to crack down on abuse of opioid painkillers, and until he sees a plan, he'll block a floor vote on Dr. Robert Califf. Califf's a top cardiologist and number two at the FDA, and a Senate committee recently approved him by voice vote.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska also put a hold on the nomination because of the FDA's approval of genetically engineered salmon. The health insurer Centene says it is missing half a dozen hard drives. They contain the personal information of almost a million clients. Birth dates, social security numbers, names. Centene runs health care plans for Medicaid programs around the country. Stocks are rising along with the price of oil now, and good fourth quarter results from some pretty big companies, including Procter & Gamble, are helping Wall Street. The Dow's been up more than 200 points this morning. It's up 252 right now. This is AP Radio News. This may come as a surprise to you, but nearly one in three working Americans has no savings or pension available for their retirement years. This is according to the Federal Reserve. President Obama has some new ideas on how to change that, and he'll outline them when issuing his budget next month. Labor Secretary Tom Perez.
We're proposing automatic IRA legislation, which would require every employer that does not offer retirement benefits to automatically enroll their employees in an IRA. Employees could continue to make their own contributions to their IRA, even if they switch jobs.
The White House says the president's proposals, if they're enacted, would provide more than 30 million Americans access to a retirement account. Employers added jobs in 36 states last month, led by big gains in California, Texas, and Florida. These are the very latest numbers from the Labor Department just released this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.